Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the show, Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. This is part one of a two-part segment highlighting the 518 Rising Stars. Today's rising star guest is Rosia Coleman, STEM honor student and entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Rosia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Okay, so I'm going to go right into my questions for you. So tell me, how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
Okay, and where do you go to school?
I go to school at Albany High School.
Oh, okay. And how many brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Two brothers. Okay, all right. Okay, I guess some of them left, and I heard you had six. But anyway, moving right along. So I understand you're an honor student, and that's really interested in the STEM science. Tell me what STEM is and why you're so interested in that.
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm interested in STEM because I like exploring the different pathways of science, like forensics and chemistry, and I like using different types of learning pathways to learn different things in life.
Okay, so what is your favorite STEM subject and why?
Chemistry. I like chemistry because even though we don't see it, we can't see it with our eyes, it's still going on throughout around us, and we're understanding the nucleus and the atomic levels of our world, and how does that impact our world simultaneously right now.
Wow. Ooh, that sounds really impressive. Wow. So you're a student. I'm sure other students want to know, how do you stay so busy and still maintain an A average with all your other activities you got going on? How do you do that?
You have to maintain a schedule and sit down and like be able to sit down in a calm space and be able to work without any distractions. You need to be able to set like a certain amount of time to like actually like sit down and dedicate yourself to learning, and like don't push yourself too hard or you're gonna overwhelm yourself, and take time to do breaks with yourself and to actually have fun and be able to do the things you want to do, even though there's like a lot of work, you need to separate time for yourself.
That's good. It's really good too to learn how to discipline yourself and set priorities. So tell me some of your favorite books you've read. Give me one or two, because I understand you're a real bookworm.
My favorite books that I've read is Serafina and the Twisted Staff. And the book I'm reading now that I like is Julius Caesar.
Ooh, wow, Julius Caesar. Okay, and that's about the Roman Empire, right?
Yes. Okay,
well, let's go back to that first book. What's that about? Because I know what Julius Caesar's about, because I live with a dictator. Anyway, go ahead.
So the first book.
You didn't think you was going to come on this show and not laugh, did you?
I've been reading this book. It's like a series of books about this girl named Serafina. I've been reading these books since like elementary school. I've always been caught up with there's four books. I always bought every book. I always been updating to see if there's any new, more books coming. So this was about this girl and how she is born. She does not know nothing about herself and how she's born in this like grand castle. However, her father is very poor, and her father found her in the woods one day and he just took her along with him. He works for this big fancy rich family, but they don't know that she lives in the basement. So one day while she's scavenging home, her father makes her like, not makes her, but helps her. She helps her father with his duties in the palace. And then one day she spots like this evil figure eating children, not eating children, but capturing children's souls in like this big cloak. And then ever since then, she's been wondering, who is that? And on the way, there's this, the rich family's nephew, his family has died in a fire back in home. So he moved to the palace to live with his family. So the boy and the girl became friends to figure out who is trying to capture all the children in the palace. And they fight together and they figure out who won it. It was one of the guests that stayed at the mansion.
Oh, wow. Tell me your favorite teacher in school, and what grade was that and why?
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Lane. She was my art teacher in middle school from 6th to 8th grade. She was my favorite teacher because she always empowered me and she never gave up on me, even when I wanted to give up on myself. And she always pushed me to do better, even when I knew I could do better, but she always pushed me to be the best version of myself.
Oh, wow. That's really great. That's great. So do you play any sports along with all your academic accomplishments?
I tried to do a sport once, but after that, no.
Okay. Okay. So what do you think about other students that are in the STEM? What is it? Now, explain what STEM is again for me.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Okay. So do you think that that's going to be the dominant field in the future as far as occupations, jobs, et cetera?
Yes, I personally think so, because as our world keeps advancing with new technologies, there's going to be more fields of opportunities that comes with that. So I think that field of STEM is going to be more broadly and opened up to many types of people.
Okay. Okay. I've always liked STEM too, but I'll be honest, I was a history major. I was a history buff. History was my favorite subject, but I think science is really, really important, especially today with the way the world is evolving. I think kids in school really need to know, along with knowing the basic R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, science is going to be really big in the near future. You now are a 518 rising star.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Remember this: dance like there's no one watching, sing like there's no one listening, love like you've never been hurt, and you better live like it's heaven on earth. Until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy and your overcoming adversity specialist, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.